بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كيفية السلام. This is a chapter on the manner of offering salam. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, يستحب أن يقول المبتدئ بالسلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته فيأتي بضمير الجمع وإن كان المسلم عليه واحدة ويقول مجيب وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته فيأتي بواو العطف في قوله وعليكم. So he explains, when a person makes salam, so even though you're making salam to just one person, in Arabic, you will use the plural. So it is preferable for a person who commences to say the salam, assalamu alaykum. The word kum is for plural, when you're addressing many people. So it is mustahab, even though you are addressing only one person, you're making salam to one person, you should use the plural form. And the person who is replying, he should also say, wa alaykumu salam. The word kum again is plural. وعن إمران بن الحسين رضي الله تعالى قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال السلام عليكم فرد عليه ثم جلس فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عشر ثم جاء آخر فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله فرد عليه فجلس فقال عشرون ثم جاء آخر فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته فرد عليه فجلس فقال ثلاثون رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. So a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he entered, he said, assalamu alaykum. These are the words he said, assalamu alaykum. Rasulullah replied, and then the man sat down. Then Rasulullah says, 10. Another person comes, he says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah replies to his salam. The man sits down. Then Nabi says, 20. Third person comes, he says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah replies to his salam. This man sit down, and Rasulullah says, 30. In other narrations, it is mentioned that a sahabi asked Rasulullah, what do you mean by this 10, 20, 30? Then Rasulullah explained that the first person only said, assalamu alaykum. These are the words that he used. So for this, the person will get 10 sawab. Second person, he added wa rahmatullah, therefore he gets 20 rewards. And the third person, wa barakatuhu also, and therefore he gets 30 rewards in total. So this is the best what we should be saying, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. But if you say assalamu alaykum, it will suffice. You will still get reward. As we mentioned in the hadith, a person will get 10 rewards. But it is better, the hadith teaches us, to gain more reward when we offer salams with ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا جبريل يقرأ عليك السلام قال قلت وعليه السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. متفق عليه. هكذا وقع في بعض روايات الصحيحين وبركاته وفي بعضها بحذفها وزيادة الثقة مقبولة. As Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me one day there's جبريل and he has conveyed his salam to you. Imagine how fortunate was Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala that Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is making salam to her. So she said, I responded, and upon him be the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this hadith also we understand that when a person conveys salam, then we should also reply the salam to the person. Many times a person, nowadays we're using this WhatsApp messages or email, and we write the assalamu alaikum. Ulama have explained it is necessary for the person who receives this email, this letter, that he should at least verbally at that moment say, reply to this salam, wa alaikum assalam. That will suffice. If he didn't write out the salam and send it, it is still okay as long as he verbally at least said wa alaikum assalam. Obviously, if he writes back the reply and he says wa alaikum assalam, it's much more better. But at least minimum he should say it verbally. Then we find that in other ahadith, when a person conveys salam, for example, somebody says that my father has conveyed salam to you. So the father is not there, he sends his son for some work and he says that my father has conveyed salam. So in other ahadith, we understand that we should say, alayka wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullah. And salam be upon you and on your father. This is the best way of saying. Here we see that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah SAW showing us the virtues of Sayyidina Aisha, that Jibreel Salatu Salam had conveyed salam to her. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding to make salam correctly, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.